Osiris.
Hi, this is Rob Turner with Inside Out WTNS, and the podcast you're listening to is part of the Osiris Network. Osiris is creating a community that connects people like you with podcasts and live experiences about artists and topics you love. And they'll be doing many live events this summer around the country, which will include artist interviews, contests, and more. Sign up for the newsletter at osirispod.com to stay in the loop.
You're listening to Which Is Better with Brad Edwards, Gary Fletcher, Sean Parrott, and most importantly, me, Mark Anunsen. Also, that monkey guy.
Are Santa's elves Christians? That's the question.
Oh, man.
I think Santa, Christmas. These are Christian. How do you reconcile this? Are the elves Christian?
I think it is extra religious, right? It is outside of religion, is it not?
Yeah. They don't need saved. They're sin-free.
They're immortal.
Yeah. Yeah, are they immortal? By the way, Gary has bells on his shirt. If you're like, what is that occasional jingling?
What's that jangling?
Yeah. It's not REM's guitars. It is the bells on Gary's sweater. Sorry to interrupt.
He will make music wherever he goes. So if you hear jingles on this podcast or any coming up, Gary is going to just because he has jingle bells on.
Yeah.
Sorry that he's festive.
You know, the priests in the Bible, when they would go to visit the Ark of the Covenant, would wear bells. If you heard the bells stop jingling, you knew they were dead.
Ooh.
And they'd drag their body out with a rope.
Damn.
What?
Merry Christmas, everyone.
What?
Yeah.
Just hear those sleigh bells ringing.
What? What book of the Bible is that?
It's in one of them.
I think it's awesome.
One of those ones your cult read to you.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's legit.
It was the space chapter.
The part written in crayon.
Yeah.
That's from the book of The Last Crusade.
No, it was cool. Yeah.
Why are these Indiana Bible Jones passages written on the back of old mail?
Indiana Jones 3:16.
So no elf.
I don't think they are.
Yeah, I don't think they live in the same world as the Lord does.
All right. I guess.
Is that okay to say?
I just don't know if that.
Is that offensive?
Answers my question.
I guess we just said no to a question that wasn't yes or no.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, anyway, I know that it's today, right now, Christmas.
It is Christmas.
As you listen.
Day.
I know that this year has been a rough one.
Yeah.
Mm.
I know that the holidays bring out some blues in you, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Makes you a little bit sad.
Ring, ting, tingling.
This isn't Brad's tip. This is our tip to you.
Wow.
We want to talk to you about being a sad guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
It's not that bad. We've all been there.
Yeah.
Okay? We're not trying to belittle how you're feeling. I wanted to use a technique that I've learned from my friend Gary Fletcher called positive visualization.
Okay? Wow.
It's where you just imagine a thing, work it out in your brain like you're meditating. Okay? Now, I want you guys to close your eyes if you want.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Don't have to.
Okay.
All right. Now, I want you to picture yourself lying on an operating room table.
Okay.
And I want to picture yourself also dressed up as a surgeon standing over your body. All right?
Ooh.
Now, your body is unconscious. You're laying there.
Mm-hmm.
And the doctor version of you takes out a scalpel and just cuts your chest open from the little dent under your Adam's apple right down to your navel. And then you stretch that skin open and expose the ribs. And you get out a saw, a little bone saw, and you cut through that sternum there. And then you get out the spreaders and you spread open the rib cage nice and wide. And there you see that heart beating, right? Oh, look at that fucking thing. It's all purple and bruised. It's got cuts in it and it's poisoned. So what you're going to do is you're going to clip off, put little clamps on those arteries, take that heart out, right? Hold it in your hand. And I want you to walk across the room and there's a big plastic barrel. You remember in Breaking Bad when he had to get that special kind of plastic to put acid in?
Yeah.
You got one of them kinds of barrels, right?
Okay.
And you've got acid, you've got buckets of acid, you've got barrels of acid, you've got cups of acid, you pour sulfuric acid, carbonic acid, lactic acid, citric acid, battery acid, all of it poured in there. And then you take that heart and you slowly dip it down into that acid. Just dissolve it all away. All those feelings, all those things, they all just evolve like into nothingness, like in Roger Rabbit, whenever the judge put the shoe cartoon into it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's gone. All gone. And then you go back over to your body. You see your body laying there on the table. And you look down in the chest, and you're going to see a deep black hole with pulsating energy of blue around the edges. That's a black hole of emptiness. And here's where it gets fun. You get to fill that hole up. You can fill it up with whatever you want. Music, drugs, meaningless sex. You can put anything into that hole.
Gambling.
Gambling. Thank you, Gary. Sean, throw one out there.
I don't want to. I'm afraid.
Being afraid? No, you won't be afraid.
No, I won't be afraid.
Because you don't have feelings anymore.
Muscles. You can put abdominal.
Heart.
You can put abdominal muscles in there.
Very good.
Instead of the heart, and it'll keep pumping.
You can put in an obsession for working out in there. You can do whatever you want. That's your hole. You can fill it with whatever you want. So you sew this. You close together this chest.
Yeah.
You sew the skin back together.
Yep.
You pour on some magic potion that heals everything up.
Mm.
You wake up the body on the thing, and that version of you wakes up pain free.
Oh shit!
Nobody can hurt you anymore. You burn it all away. And then I want you to look at the doctor version of yourself. I want the two of you to kiss. And then I want the doctor version of you to walk across the room while making eye contact, climb into the vat of acid like Terminator 2.
Wow.
And just dissolve away so that there's never any going back.
Yeah.
And then all that pain's gone, guys. And that's Christmas. And then you can get through Christmas. Have a few drinks.
Yeah.
Hang out with your friends.
That's great.
Yeah.
Like, I know we make jokes about it, but, like, that shit really helps. Binaural beats.
It does.
Meditation. It helps.
I'm not making fun. I mean it.
Yeah, no.
You know, even if you go through a thought like that, and, of course, you come out the other end like, well, I'm not going to actually do that.
Right.
It does sort of, like, role-playing it out a little bit, like when someone's hurt your feeling, when you imagine having an argument with them.
Yeah.
Sort of part of you gets to resolve.
Your mind is very powerful. Your imagination is very powerful.
Wow.
Never forget that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't really dissolve your heart.
Yeah.
Maybe you walk through it in your mind, you imagine it, and then, like, in a few days, you get over it, because who can feel anything for more than a week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
It's as sad as you get. A week later, do you give a shit anymore?
Yeah.
Nah, it'll be all right. It's just Christmas is hard. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. It's a tough time, man.
Yeah.
But it wasn't always hard, guys. I want to talk about Christmas memories.
Okay.
I gave you guys homework. I said, I'm going to ask you about Christmas memories. So tell me, starting with Gary, because Sean didn't think of one.
I did.
Gary.
Gary reminded me of
Christmas memory of young Gary.
Whatever. A good one. I got some really good presents this year, but it was kind of funny. Me and my brother woke up at like 4:30 in the morning to get our presents, because our parents had already put them out at like midnight or something.
Jesus.
And so we had already opened up like half of our presents before our parents even got up. And I remember my stepdad wakes up and he comes in there and is like whitey tidies, and he was so fucking pissed. He was like, just basically yelled at us and was like, you all have to go back to bed. So we had to go back to bed after opening half of our presents and just sit there for like 3 hours waiting for them to wake up. Yeah.
That's madness. That is a good memory.
That's a good one.
But I got like the Ninja Turtles vans.
So
I couldn't believe it.
You mean wagon, but
it was a van.
I think it's called a wagon.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Did you have the blimp?
I never got the blimp. I wanted it really bad.
I had
bad.
The blimp. I had the pizza launcher.
You had a blimp?
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah.
I had the mosquito.
I had the mosquito and the
bee. I got the mosquito in a divorce.
Shod.
Gary was reminding me, I got a Sega Genesis at one point. We were talking about, and he said he wanted a Sega Genesis, and I remember that I got one. Not to shame him,
right?
But I just remember that I got one, and that I was very excited about it, and that we played Altered Beast. I remembered that Altered Beast was
Rise from Your Grave.
Yeah,
yes.
I remember that one.
Yes, but I was trying to think back on which creatures you could be. At first, you were a wolf, right?
You were a werewolf.
Yeah.
Then you are a tiger man.
Well,
then you are a bear man.
Yes.
Then you are a dragon man.
Yeah, you're an altered beast.
I do know I'm altered beast. I think. I don't know what else you are.
Yeah.
I know if you're two player, like one bear would be, they'd be different colored.
Yes, that's true. There. I was also saying that there was at Sunset Beach, where we stayed when I was a kid over the summer. We'd stay there for like a week. Mm-hmm. And they had a arcade version of it.
Ooh,
and it's like, yeah.
Nice.
So that when we got it on Sega, I was like, oh, fuck. I already know how this works.
There's an arcade here at Galaxy. There's an arcade here in Nashville.
Really?
It's huge. Yeah, Michael and I went there and got fucking drunk and played a bunch of video games.
Oh, dude, let's do that.
Let's do that.
I'll play a damn video game.
I'll fucking go play a fucking video game. It's fun.
I like video games.
Let's do it.
Let's do a boys trip.
I'm at Dave and Buster's once a month at least.
This ain't Dave and Buster's. This is just like rows and rows of video games, but they have Altered Beast. They have what was
Primal
that?
Rage?
Golden Axe.
Are they free games? Oh, I loved Golden Axe.
It's the kind of thing where I think you get a like bracelet. You pay like $15 and you just play as long as you want.
Okay, that's fine.
But they had, they had stuff like things you didn't know. It was like there's a Galaxy 4 or, you know, there's things that you didn't even know existed. Yeah.
Well, let's do it.
It'll be fun. We should do it.
We're going now.
All right. Cut off the podcast. We're going to go do that.
Gotta love video games.
Gotta love like iron.
My best childhood Christmas memories is going to my grandma's house. Not particularly in a year, but like just everybody being together, having that kind of cozy feeling of like family and love and Christmas tree. And then we would all have an ordered procession of eating dinner, unwrapping presents, all being together. We had this every year. We would have a family picture. We all kind of gather.
Oh, yeah.
Father's take a picture. Nice. That was beautiful. My next question, I guess you sort of answered, and I guess I should have maybe separated these out. I was going to ask, what was your Red Ryder BB gun? What was the thing wanted? Which I guess maybe was your Sega. But other than that, is there a time you remember, I remember wanting like the Dino Riders dinosaur and I wanted this and that.
Oh, I don't even know what those are.
But when I was a kid, and people, tell me if you think this is weird or lame. When I was a kid, we would each get $50. We would get to get $50 worth of shit. We would go to Walmart or Kmart, pick out what we want in like fucking, you know, January. And then it would go on layaway and then we would get the thing we wanted. And that, to me, was fine because I got exactly what I'd get all the Mad Balls.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted. I can't expect anyone, especially in this family of fucking 20, for anyone to remember what I wanted.
Right.
And, it was like easier for them, easier for us. But like anytime I tell like a girl that story, they're like, oh, that's so sad. I was like, that's not sad. It's
fine. Oh.
But
is it sad because you...
Because it wasn't special. Because
or
I think it was sad because there's just no illusion of Santa Claus. Right. And there's like no thought put into it.
Yeah.
So you're saying these women want you to lie to your children?
Oh, man.
Anyway.
I remember I wanted, or I got a Baxter Stockman. You remember that Ninja Turtle? The fly guy?
And his wings were removable. Yeah. He had two arms and wings that were removable.
What?
He was like a human fly. Like Jeff Goldblum from The Fly.
Was he a good guy?
He was a bad guy.
He started out as a character who was like Shredder's tech guy, sort of. He created the Mousers. Do you remember the Mousers, the robots?
Yeah,
the only thing about that was the cartoon didn't look anything like the action figure.
Oh,
yeah. But go ahead, Gary. You wanted that.
And we put it on layaway, and then I never got it.
Oh, what? You want to know what? I have an extra Baxter Stockman, and I have one complete with his fly swatter weapon.
Yeah,
that
I remember
like,
it.
Had like a meat cleaver texture to it and a teeny turtle smushed into it for some reason.
Oh, that's crazy.
Ninja Turtles got out of hand with that shit. It used to be like there's a Ninja Turtle. And then, like,
wrestler.
Maybe, yeah, but I mean, it used to be like, here's a guy. I'm a guy, I'm a turtle, and I'm going to look like a guy. And then, like, by series, like, 20, it's like, I'm a guy, but I also have, like, a squished turtle on the bottom of my foot and, like, a snake raptor on my leg. And, you know, like, like you can't take these things off.
They were nuts.
They went crazy.
God, I remember this one year we went caroling with our church.
Ugh.
And they had hot chocolate after it. I think I was, like, 10.
Yeah.
And this lady in the church dumped the scalding hot chocolate all over my hand.
How? Why?
She was pouring it for me, and just it like just all came out at once and dumped on my hand. And I mean, it was fucking steaming hot. I cried so much.
You know what's weird about pain like that, though? You remember that now.
Yeah.
You remember a night from your life, from your past, and it was like, it was stamped into your brain through pain.
I would have forgot about that night, probably.
Honestly, yeah. There's a church in Nolensville that I haven't been at since I was like fucking six. But when I was six, I cut my foot on a broken bottle.
Whoa.
And it hurt, and I still remember it to this day.
Jeez.
Wow.
And I wouldn't remember ever even being there.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
It is weird.
I got a concussion when I was seven. I remember that.
Okay. What was that? How did you get a concussion?
A teenager knocked me down.
A teenager knocked you
when
down.
When you were 10?
What?
Seven.
Oh, you were seven? Yeah. How old is a teenager?
Teenage.
Like a teenage, yeah.
Well, I know that.
Between 13 and 14. 19.
Oh, wow.
They were playing like frisbee at a church picnic, and he just fucking ran into me.
Oh, it wasn't like he karate kicked your head or anything.
It seemed like he kind of did it on purpose.
Oh, you think he did it on purpose?
Like one of those fake accidents, you know?
Oh, no.
I started throwing up instantly.
Wow.
In the hospital.
I had a thing I wanted. I did put it on layaway. I wanted the Rancor from Return of the Jedi. Mm. And I got the Rancor from Return of the Jedi, and I went out to play on Christmas Day, and I saw my friend Roger up the street. Roger, who painted the album cover for my first album.
Oh, cool.
Whoa.
A very good friend of mine. He went to war and got all fucked up in the head, but we love him anyway. Even when he calls you at 4 a.m. and doesn't want to get off the phone. Roger.
Friend of the show.
Friend of the show. I don't think he listens to anything that speaks English anymore.
Oh.
I think he's just out in the fucking woods somewhere.
He's just listening to like bombs.
Oh, like, yeah. Just a machine gun. It's like he's got a fucking white noise machine.
No! No!
So I go, I see Roger, and yeah. I have my Rancor, and we're playing, and I didn't have any money. I was a little kid, so I was like, man, I want you. He's my best friend. I was like, I want you to have my Rancor.
Man,
I gave him my
Jesus.
Rancor. And he was like, oh, man, let's smash it. Threw it down in the ditch and threw a rock on
what
it.
What the
and
fuck?
Smashed it. And oh, I was man. Like, why didn't you just let me keep? Why didn't you give yeah. it back to me? He's like, I God. Thought it was scary looking. I'm like, well, then.
Wow. Man,
I feel like that probably had a big effect on your personality.
If Roger's listening to this. If Roger's listening to this, I know what he's saying. He's like, why are you telling the Rancor story again? Because I tell it a lot.
Yeah.
And I'm like, mm-hmm. because it fucked me up a lot.
Yeah.
That was like an expensive
true love.
For a poor fucking kid. I give yeah. you this as a gift, and you take it and you smash it?
Like, to a kid, the ultimate sacrifice.
Yeah. Yeah. This is my best friend. I gave him my best... Only thing I... Oh, man.
He just shits all it. Over your love.
Yeah. He taught me how to date, though, because oh. that's what it is, huh? You just fucking get a rank or your ugly heart is just this fucking ugly monster that nobody likes except for the fat guy in the dungeon for some reason.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Remember how he cried when the rank
oh,
died?
Yeah.
You sad.
I felt
yeah,
bad for that
sad,
guy.
The rank or keeper.
Yeah.
That's a nice touch. I think the Rancor whimpering like yeah. a puppy was like, oh, when mm-hmm. it dies was a nice touch. And I think that there was a keeper that cried. I was like, nice
yeah.
touch.
Yeah.
Why don't you?
They should have got him a shirt at least.
Here.
That poor bastard.
He could have used his shirt.
Yeah.
I had
it's
the.
Not cool.
I read the Expanded Universe Star Wars, and he oh. has his own whole story.
What?
He in the book he was Jabba wanted to hire Boba Fett to capture a craft dragon, which is some kind of dragon and Tatooine, some kind of
sure.
big monster.
Of course.
And have it fight the Rancor because he was sort of bored with the Rancor. And this guy knew it would either fuck up the Rancor or kill it. So he was planning to escape with the Rancor that very day. But
oh.
then they killed him.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's even sadder when you read that.
He almost got out.
Someone threw
almost,
it
in yeah.
ditch and threw a brick
threw
on it.
Threw it in a Sarlacc pit and Roger Fett showed up and threw a fucking rock on it. Anyway, that's my... Christmas. That was my red rag.
These are really good Christmas memories,
yeah.
guys.
Yeah.
I think the thing is, though, people are like sad, but then they listen to us and go, yeah.
Yeah. I'm not sad.
Other people, I guess, are sad too.
Yeah.
I'm not sad.
I think it's funny.
Yes.
I think it's all funny now.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Jonathan has a note here.
Oh, yeah.
Jonathan. Oh, Jonathan has a question.
Okay.
What was Mary's last name? Mary, mother of Jesus.
Mm.
What was Mary's last name?
Jonathan
asks if it was Christmas. I don't think it's Merry Christmas.
No, I think it was Did You Know?
Okay. I was going to say J. Blige, but what do you think?
Oh. I think it is Christmas.
Of Nazareth?
I think it is Merry Christmas.
I think it's Quackentrary.
Mary.
Yeah.
I think her last name is Had a Little Lamb. No? Okay.
Well, I mean, did they even have last names in the Bible?
Did they have lambs?
It's probably Mary of Nazareth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But was she of Nazareth?
I think so, yeah.
Or it was Joseph.
What a convoluted story.
Does that go through the dad or the mom? The
oh,
town?
Yeah,
the town
so I guess
go through the
his,
dad or the mom?
His, Joseph's last name, if they were married, it would be her parent name.
Mary of Joseph of Nazareth.
Okay.
That's probably it.
Well, guys, if you know Mary's last name, give us a call here at the
podcast. Yeah, send it in.
Oh, yeah. The number is...
1-931-492-9789.
What's that? That number again, 1-931-492-9789.
Oh, boy.
You got to crack the code. I want to make it harder for people.
Yeah, we got too many calls.
Yeah. Drive, rap.
All right, guys, now it's time for Brad's Tip. Have yourself a witch's better Christmas. Let your heart on fuck. Stick your dick or vagina inside someone's butt. Have yourself a witch's better Christmas. Make your straight friends gay. Fuck a butt or get fucked in your butt either way.
Wow.
Yeah. Here we are, butt fucking for days.
Yeah.
Happy butt fuck days for sure. Nice. Faithful fans that are dear to us. Mm. Give their rears to us like whores. Not that there's anything hoary about butt fucking.
No,
it's
butt fuck your butt, 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 fuck your butt, fuck your butt, and have yourself a witch's better Christmas. And now.
Thanks, guys. Wow.
Damn. I have, because it's Christmas.
That was beautiful.
Thank you. And I mean it.
And I'm sorry for singing along at the beginning. I
wanted you to. I love it. I want to have a bonus, because it's Christmas, bonus tip. And this is Gary and Sean, you're going to drink some of this boiled custard.
Oh, shit.
In the studio here at 328 Nashville Avenue, South Central, LA, we have got boiled custard.
Okay.
I don't want to say the brand of it.
I love boiled custard.
Well, you don't know if you do, because you ain't never had it, but I'm going to give you some right now.
I love it.
And also, I made snickerdoodles. Do you want a snickerdoodle
to go
with your boiled custard?
I do.
All right. I have a policy about people eating on the podcast, because when I listen to podcasts and people are eating, it's disgusting.
Yeah.
You can have a cookie, just don't eat the cookie on air.
Yes, sir.
I won't.
And
eat it.
You can drink the custard. Okay, we'll cut. Okay, boys. Now you'll see in these little cups here I brought out to you. That's boiled custard. And on three, we're gonna all take a sip. You're in for a treat.
All right, ready? I'm prepared.
We're doing it on three or right after three.
On go. I'll count backwards from three. And
okay.
Go.
Okay. Got it.
3, 2, 1, go.
Mmm.
It's like.
Gary's drinking it all. Did you drink it all, Gary?
Yeah, I drank the whole thing.
Did you drink the whole thing?
I'm just kidding.
This is better than eggnog. I was thinking this is just eggnog, but I think
it's different than eggnog. I know the reason I'm bringing it up is because we did a poll, which was better, boiled custard or eggnog, but it's better than eggnog. It's just people aren't familiar with it. It tastes to me like if you made some vanilla pudding and you ain't let it set up yet.
Yeah.
And you just like stick your finger and go,
yeah,
that's some good ass pudding.
It's just pudding.
It's what I imagine breast
drinking
milk
pudding
tastes like.
Breast milk tastes like cereal milk. You know, after like you have cereal.
Like and Cocoa like, Puffs.
Yeah. And it's like, because it's a little sweet. Like just the cereal sip.
It's like dark brown.
It's got fruit flavors.
Ooh, fruity pebbles.
It's different.
Well, thank you so much for this delicious
really
treat,
good.
Brad.
Mm-hmm.
This is really going to give me an extra bit of energy for the rest of the show.
It's festive. Merry Christmas, guys.
It's so good.
And Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you.
Hey, you know who else we need to Merry Christmas? Let's call Mark and Ensign.
What?
Let's do it.
Well, Merry Christmas, friend.
Merry Christmas to you.
And many more.
How you doing, buddy?
Oh, just you know. Putting out some milk and cookies for Santa.
Oh,
wow.
I was good this year, so I'm expecting some big things.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it like expensive cookies, like good cookies?
Petra's Farms?
Well, you know, I don't know if you know this, but they're no sugar Christmas cookies. Yeah. Santa has a bit of the diabetes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's not doing too well. So we got him some almond milk and some sugar-free sugar cookies.
Yeah, Rudolph had to cut his foot off with an antler.
Do you leave out carrots for the deer? It may have been a bridge too far, but we used to do that. We'd like, okay, that's a bit much.
Leave out a salt lick.
The reindeer don't come down. Yeah.
Yeah. We don't have carrots in the yard kind of money, guys.
I hear you.
Put that in a salad.
We don't have any financial questions. We're going to give you the night off, buddy. We just wanted to call and say hello and Merry Christmas, and we love you.
Merry Christmas, and I love you guys.
Hey, you have a good night. Just for the listeners out there, they probably think we're recording this on Christmas. No, we're not going to. We're doing it on Christmas
Eve. No, there's no way. This is the night after
We've
Halloween.
We've got to spend time with our families.
Knocking out all the seasonal episodes.
It's February 3rd.
Yeah. But we all got together, prepared a meal, like a grown-up's person's meal. Wow. No fast food. Made snickerdoodles. Had some boiled custard. We're going to watch some Halloween movies. We're going to watch some Christmas movies.
Yeah.
We're having a night in it because we're friends and we love each other. And we love you, too. We wanted to reach out, say hello, and good night, and have a good Christmas.
Merry Christmas, fellas.
All right, bye, buddy.
Bye,
bye,
Mark.
Bye, Mark.
Bye.
Bye, Mark.
Bye.
Bye. There he goes. That was our Mark.
Mark.
That was the Mark Anunsen,
Can
right?
Can you do any better than Mark Anunsen?
He's a good guy.
We love him. Merry Christmas to Mark. And, you know, Mary rhymes with Gary. And that reminds me, it is time for Gary's special segment.
Wow.
Hey, everyone. This is Gary's Christmas Zen bin.
Oh.
Oh, shit.
Which is a crazy coincidence. Brad did it.
I'm sorry. I didn't know.
And there's even some similarities. Oh, I was really worried we were going to do the same thing.
I didn't mean to do that.
No, you're fine. It's all good.
Well, we'll find out.
Okay, so I figured I'd do a little Christmas guided meditation, just kind of a little special thing
that you and you alone do.
Yeah.
I am sorry. I didn't even think of that. I mean, I credited you.
No, you're good. Okay. You're great. All right, so here we go. Why don't you guys go ahead and close your eyes?
Okay.
I want you to take a deep breath in, deep breath out. Feel the cool air move past your nose hairs. You feel calm. You feel relaxed. You feel completely at ease. Now I want you to imagine yourself lying down, nestled underneath a cozy blanket. You notice that you have a large white beard on your face. You're wearing a red suit over a belly that jiggles with every breath you take. That's when you realize that you are Santa Claus. You hear the sound of a heart rate monitor slowly beeping along with your pulse. Sean, please stop coughing. You notice Mrs. Claus asleep on a chair next to your bed. You can tell she's been crying by the tear streaks on her face. Oh. Suddenly, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer walks into the room. Miss Claus, I think he's awake, he says. Miss Claus quickly gets up and rushes to the bed, grabbing your hand. Honey, I love you so much. I don't want to lose you, she whispers in a soft voice. You squeeze her hand as tight as you can as you tell her you love her. You'll miss her, but you're at peace. You've lived a good life, bringing joy to children and spending time with the people you care about. You've finished your course. You've kept the faith. You, Santa Claus, are ready to die. You notice the beeping of the heart rate monitor begin to slow. Beep. Your breath becomes more shallow. Beep. Miss Claus holds you closer. Beep. Rudolph watches with tears rolling past his nose. Beep. It is finished. Everything goes dark. Your red suit is gone. Your beard is missing. You cease to be. Out of nowhere, you see a light. You push towards it with everything you've got. The light grows closer and closer as your surroundings grow smaller and smaller. One last push causes the light to flood your eyes. You feel a pair of cold hands grab you. You try to scream for help, but your words only come out as cries. The hands lift you up, but gently wrap you in warm clothes. You feel your body being placed in the arms of someone, and they begin to gently rub your head. You feel calm. You feel safe. You feel warm. Your eyes begin to adjust, and that's when you see the most beautiful woman looking down at you. She's surrounded by her husband, some shepherds,
and an assortment of various farm animals. She looks at them, then looks at you lovingly, and says, "We shall call his name Jesus." You may now open your eyes.
Wow.
Holy shit.
Gary.
Wow.
Wow, man.
That fucked me up.
It's Gary Christmas from now on.
Yeah.
That was some, I'd say next level shit. What's after next level shit? That's fucking.
The other one?
Yeah.
The other level?
The other level. That's from like the Spider-Verse.
Like, yeah, that we went into it.
Well, very good. I'm sorry. I should have consulted on doing a way more sad.
It totally didn't put a negative effect on what I was trying to do at all.
That's, you know what though? As comics, how many times have we all been had our set already to
go?
Oh
yeah.
It's like, I'm gonna do this Waffle House joke. I'm gonna do a joke about cutting down trees, and some guy goes, "So the other day I'm at Waffle House cutting down a tree," and I'm like, "Motherfucker!"
Oh yeah.
Anyway,
every time.
But if we go over what we're going to do with each other, there's no spontaneity to
That's
it.
True.
So it's like a weird mix of, you know, anyway, sometimes I let you guys know the mask.
We're flying by the seat of our pants here.
Yeah. We're trying to fly by the seat of
our pants are flying, and we're just holding on.
Well, that was very
to
nice.
To the pants themselves.
All right, now, guys, it's time for Sean's Corner.
Hi, this is Sean Zenbin. And, no, I'm not doing it.
Is it about dying?
No. It's about removing your own genitals. Get a big, you shatter a bottle and you stuff it into your. Nope. Okay. I've got a, you know, I keep making playlists for the people, but this will be Christmas by the time you're listening to it.
Yeah.
And you'll be tired of Christmas. You don't want no more Christmas music. What you want are some funky jams to get down to.
I had a New Year's party.
Yes. Yes. And yes, that's exactly the kind of party you might play this at.
Uh-huh.
And I made a funky playlist with some funky jams for the people.
All right.
All you need to do is go to my Spotify page, mm-hmm. Sean Parrott.
Sean Parrott.
And on the
OTT.
That's exactly how it's spelled. Yes.
There is Super Christmas.
Exactly.
Snowflakes on the wild.
Yes. And under artist pick, I'm the artist, but I picked this playlist full of funk classics.
Okay.
Some of which you've heard. Mm-hmm. There's some James Brown on there, of course.
Of course.
There's some Earth, Wind, and Fire. There's some The Meters. But there's also some Kashmir Stage Band. There's some Betty Davis.
Mm-hmm.
There's Herbie Hancock. There's the Detroit Sex Machines. There's lots of hot jams. It's only like an hour long. It's a little less than an hour, so there's, you know, it's a good amount of time. You get funky and listen to the playlist I made for you. Also, break this bottle and cut off your own genitals with it.
But isn't it weird that Gary and I on the same day would... No, it's not exactly the same, but it's a weird thing to both out of the blue kind of think of like...
It's synchronicity, man.
Yeah.
I believe we share a consciousness. So.
I think
this is a collective unconscious. Yeah.
Maybe we're seeping together.
Yeah.
Hey, well, that's all right.
Whoa, you're becoming one.
There are connections there all the time. If you just look.
If there's anybody whose mind I'd want to melt with,
it's
you boys. All right. Okay. Well,
he pointed at you, but he said us.
I was talking to Gary, but then I thought Sean's fine.
Thank you.
I knew it wouldn't hurt your feelings if I didn't include you.
No,
so
it wouldn't.
You know it's genuine. You know it's genuine that I did include you. Y'all getting high on this eggnog. It's on boiled custard, sorry.
Yeah, this custard is.
This tastes so good.
It's not an everyday treat.
No.
Clearly. It is like heavy whipping cream with like 8 packs of vanilla pudding straight
It in. Does taste like just drinking a baking good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So good, though. And Sean asked if you heat it up. I don't know if you heat it up. Sean asked what it's made of. I don't know. And I meant to ask Mark when we had him on the phone what liquor you put into eggnog. I don't ever drink.
Mm.
To me, creamy things White Russians. Dairy and alcohol do not mix in my belly.
Although I do like a Miller Lite. It mixed with a chocolate milk.
That's
really good.
Yeah, I like to take like a what were those wine coolers?
Yes,
and put it in a milkshake.
Well,
all right, guys, we need to get this show on the road because Sean took up so much time with his playlist.
Sorry, guys.
Jeez,
really put us up.
I just wanted, you know, I just wanted the people to have some funky jams.
Well, I want everybody to have this ad.
Hey, this is Nat Keefe from Hot Buttered Rum. This podcast is part of the Osiris Podcast Network.
And there it is. So, Merry Christmas. Don't say we never gave you nothing.
Yeah. I like how we've killed our listeners twice tonight, basically.
Yeah.
We only made them imagine they died. That's how you know who really is in it. You know?
Yeah.
Ego death is very important.
You gotta just shake. Yeah. Kill all that shit, man. And you know what? In the ashes... new things will grow.
Yes.
You're going to find bones, and you bury that bone in the ground,
that's
and
why,
it turns
that's
into
why
a tree.
California uh-huh. can't get by. Oh, we had a forest fire. You're supposed to have a forest fire. You're a fucking forest.
Yeah.
If you don't have a forest fire, then you have 100 years of dead growth, and then it catches fire, and it destroys who you
Burn
are.
Burn it all down.
Burn it all down on a regular basis.
Yeah.
Fuck that. Now it's time for Which Is Better.
Which is better? Which is better? Which is better? I don't know.
Which is better, Scrooge versus the Grinch?
Oh, shit.
Scrooge Dang. Versus the Grinch. Now, I'll let you guys a little heads up. Ebenezer Scrooge. Ebenezer Scrooge is the main character of A Christmas Carol.
Okay.
The ghost story novella
yeah,
written
short.
By Charles Dickens in 1843. It's one of the most popular stories, let alone Christmas stories, in the whole zeitgeist. How popular? Well, in 175 years, it's never been out of print, Gary.
Dang. What?
Countless adaptations, Sean.
Yeah, tons.
It's heartwarming. It's creepy. It's festive. It speaks of redemption. It speaks of free will over destiny.
Yeah.
It speaks of time-traveling ghosts. That is who we're talking about, Scrooge. And we're also talking about the Grinch. And he is the titular character. Am I using that right, Sean?
Yes.
The titular character.
The big old titty character.
The titular character of the children's book How the Grinch Stole Christmas by Dr. Seuss, published in 1957, was adapted as a wildly popular animated TV film in 1966. Of all the stories ever to take place on a snowflake, I would say that this is the best. So, guys, Scrooge versus the Grinch. Got reaction?
I will say Scrooge.
Really?
I actually, believe it or not, mm-hmm. reread A Christmas Carol.
Yeah.
I just reread it.
Okay.
And I like Scrooge.
You like Scrooge?
Eventually, I mean, he turns around real fast.
Yeah. It's like it makes you feel like, did anyone ever even try with this fucking guy?
Yeah.
It didn't take much.
Yeah, like the moment Marley comes in, he's like, oh, I got chains. He's like, oh shit, I'm not going to do that anymore. I'll be good. And they're like, no, sorry, three more ghosts first. No, I'm ready to be good.
Remember when you were a kid? Oh, fuck, man, yeah, I remember when I was a kid. Oh, man. Okay, well, there's someone else coming.
Wait, no, I remember when I was a kid. I'm nice now.
Yeah, what? All right, so Gary, got reaction?
Man, I'm going to have to go Scrooge, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I just never liked the Grinch.
I never
cared for him.
Interesting.
Huh. I don't like the way he looks.
Yeah?
I don't like the green. I don't like the green.
What about in the book when he's kind of non-colored? He's like has no color in the book, right?
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't
he's black
he?
And white.
Yeah.
But he's green.
Yeah. I just don't like him. So I'm going to go Ebenezer Scrooge.
Okay.
Mainly because he's talked to ghosts. I always liked the ghosts in that movie.
Ghosts are cool.
The Jim Henson ghosts were pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
The Grim Reaper was an awesome puppet.
Yes.
You remember that Grim Reaper puppet?
That's pretty funny. Who was the Grim Reaper? I know that Waldorf and Mart and Hart.
It was just like a faceless Grim Reaper.
Yeah,
it was so
been a
cool
lot of
looking.
Good. It's weird. Sometimes they lean right into this is death is the third mm-hmm. ghost, and sometimes it's a little
ambiguous.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to say Grinch, mainly because you guys said Scrooge.
That
I don't
makes
want
sense.
There to be someone to argue, but also I think I like the Grinch. I guess I identify with the Grinch over Scrooge because Grinch is broke as fuck.
Yeah.
And he's a thief.
Yeah. Those are both right up your alley.
I hate the rich. If I was Scrooge, I'd be like, I'd have Tiny Tim eat Scrooge.
What's funny is like, Scrooge doesn't even seem that rich.
They all seem broke
as fuck.
He just, he's in his house. It's like he ain't got no fucking heat.
No.
Yeah. And even at the end when like the people are in the future, when people are selling off his belongings, it's shit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, I got some curtains.
I got some buttons
from
his jacket.
I got my hands on some really good bed sheets.
Oh, that 1%er.
All right. Okay. Bigger dick. First question.
Whoa.
Bigger dick. Let me ask it this way. Who has a bigger dick? Who is a bigger dick?
Oh, fuck.
I don't know much about Grinches.
I mean.
Yeah. How do they reproduce?
Do they have a dick? Although, like the Who's that Horton Hears a Who live on a speck of dust.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The Who's that are in Whoville and the Grinch live on a snowflake. So these are microscopic beings. So I guess the Grinch would have a smaller dick.
Yeah.
Because he's...
So he himself is also microscopic.
Yes. Everything about him is microscopic.
Interesting.
So no matter how big dick he is, yeah. Although he may have big dick energy, relatively speaking to
you. Yeah.
Oh.
Like his dick could be as big as his whole body and he would still be infinitely times smaller than Scrooge's even micropenis.
Yeah.
I think. But if we're saying,
if they're both the same size?
They're both same size. Some okay. Ant-Man showed up with his fucking gloves, magic gloves or whatever he's got.
I think it's a belt in the movies, right? Isn't it?
Yeah.
That's all the things.
Anyway, let's say Scrooge and Grinch are in the shower at the YMCA.
Okay.
Okay.
Whose dick's hanging lower?
I'm going to say Grinch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
I think maybe the reason why Scrooge was so mad is because he had a small penis.
Really?
Because
he's got
little
dick energy.
There's no real explanation. He's got money.
Yeah,
but he doesn't have any.
He lost that girl.
Yeah,
there was a girl, then there wasn't a girl.
Yeah,
and she's like, "Oh, you worry about money too much." Ain't no bitch ever said you worry about money too much.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Guys,
sorry.
She was a size queen.
she was a size queen.
She might be onto something. And by the time you're fucking...
She couldn't handle his Tiny Tim.
But when you're 60, you don't give a fuck to dick. That's one less thing to worry about.
Yeah.
So he's probably like, eh, I don't give a shit.
Maybe you're right.
Yeah?
Okay, I'll say Grinch.
All right.
His dick wear fingerless gloves.
Ebenezer Scrooge's?
He's got a stovetop condom. Okay, Dickens or Seuss, the writers.
Oh.
These people went on to write millions of things.
Yeah.
Charles Dickens or Dr. Seuss.
I'm going to go Dickens, man.
Yeah?
He wrote some important stuff.
Ah, Seuss, though.
Dr. Seuss is just having a good time.
Seuss got political. Seuss did. Like, Yertle the Turtle is all about fascism. It's about Hitler.
Yeah.
That's true. I will say Dickens just because I
mean, they're definitely different genres.
That's true. As I was rereading Christmas Carol, mm-hmm. I was struck by, one, how funny it is. It's like a funny-ass book.
Okay, yeah.
And also by how moving it is. Like, the way he describes things.
Yeah.
And, like, Scrooge... And I don't know if they've ever quite gotten this in any of the movies. Like, from the very first moment, Scrooge is fucked. Like, he's ruined by these things.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
He sees himself as a kid, and he's just crying, and he's, like, so sad. Because he's like, oh, man, I fucked up.
Yeah.
He just, like, instantly realizes that he fucked up.
He didn't have to be...
Yeah.
It didn't have to be this way his whole life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know. That really moved me. I like it. I'm going to say Dickie.
Dickens is great. But
Charlie
Dr.
Dickie.
Seuss, I think that even though they're childish books, obviously, but they come at you at a time when your head is soft. And a lot of the stuff in Dr. Seuss books are, like, the tempo of it's nice. The fucking rhymes are nice.
Yeah.
The stories are usually... You know, have some kind of like upbeat
thing. Was he help people?
Was he a real doctor?
No. What was his name? Theodore Geisel?
Really?
Seuss
is a fake name?
Yeah.
That's a really weird fake name.
Yeah. He might have liked the way fucking Bill Cosby was a doctor. If anyone's going to get an honorary doctorate, it would be him. I don't think he was ever really a doctor. They'll say doctor in parentheses, Theodore Geisel Seuss, so maybe he was a doctor.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. I like Dr. Seuss.
Okay.
I like Dickens.
Sure.
This is certainly an argument to be made. Okay, now hang on. That one went to Dickens. That's fine. And this is going to take 1 second, but I want to run through it just to prove a point about how prolific interpretations of a Christmas story is.
Oh, yeah.
Here are just a few of the versions of A Christmas Story. Now, of course, or Christmas Carol, there's the book.
Yeah.
And for film, 1901, Scrooge or Marley's Ghost, silent movie. 1910, A Christmas Carol, silent. 1935, Scrooge. 1938, A Christmas Carol. 1949, A Christmas Carol. 1951, Scrooge. 1953, It's Never Too Late. 1954, A Christmas Carol. 1956, The Stingiest Man in Town. 1969, A Christmas Carol. 1970, Scrooge. 1971, A Christmas Carol, animated. 1978, A Christmas Carol. 1979, American Christmas Carol. 1983, Mickey's Christmas Carol. 1984, A Christmas Carol. 1986, A Christmas Carol. 1988, Scrooge. 1992, A Muppet Christmas Carol. Carol.
Yep.
1998, Ebenezer. 1999, A Christmas Carol. That one was with Patrick Stewart. 2000, A Christmas Carol. 2001, A Christmas Carol, the movie. Finally, the movie.
Christmas Carol, the Carol.
2005, Chasing Christmas. 2009, A Christmas Carol, the computer animated one with Jim Carrey. We'll get to that later.
Yeah.
2012, A Christmas Carol, and I am sure they are cooking up another Christmas Carol with an all-female craft or whatever the fuck right now. Yeah. We're not counting any time a sitcom has a Christmas Carol episode.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Every cartoon. Too many to count. Too many to count. I remember there was a fucking Peter Pan Christmas Carol somehow.
What?
That's how many Christmas carols we
have. Here's some.
Nice.
Yeah. I may have missed some. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. The Blackadder Christmas Carol from the series Blackadder is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Also, It's a Wonderful Life is like a
very Christmas
carol. Like a nice Christmas carol. It's like, hey, no, seriously.
It's like the reverse.
Yeah. It's like, hey, you're good. Don't be dead.
It's definitely derivative. Yeah.
Yeah. Whereas they're like, hey, what if this but a good person?
Right.
Is essentially.
Right. Right. Instead of like, what if you hadn't done shitty things? It's like, what if you hadn't been there to do good things?
Yes.
How shitty the world
would be. Yeah.
Now we're talking about The Grinch, obviously. There's the book.
Tons.
And then basically there's the 1966 short film, which is only 26 minutes long.
It's perfect.
Perfect. With Boris Karloff
as
the narrator.
Does he sing? Who sings?
No, someone else sings. I can't remember who. I think someone else sings.
He's got a good-ass voice.
In 2000, there was a live-action Jim Carrey Grinch.
Oh, yeah.
Shouldn't have happened.
Never saw it.
Yeah.
They have a key party scene in it.
What? So the Who's are...
The Who's are...
Swinging.
They're having a key party.
Ugh. Damn.
I don't think any kid would get what they're doing.
No.
Horton fucked the Who?
I'm glad you're a Who. All right. 2018, there is a digitally animated, computer animated Grinch that none of us have seen. So sorry, Grinch. You just didn't make it under the wire. I thought about doing it for this, but I'm like, nobody's thinking of that when they think of their own.
Yeah. I went to see Bumblebee today. That's how bad I didn't want to see The Grinch.
How was Bumblebee?
It's not very good.
I couldn't be.
It wasn't terrible.
I like the looks better now. I like the Optimus looks like Optimus.
Yeah, it wasn't complete nonsense.
Okay, cool. Well, anyway, those are what we got to pick from. I know, you know, I've seen, of all these versions of A Christmas Carol, I think I've seen like eight. I've seen a lot of them.
I've seen a lot of the Christmas carols.
And like you were saying, like, you know, like fucking... Married with Children had a Christmas Carol episode, and you know, everybody does that bit. So out of them,
which is the
think?
Best out of all of those?
Muppets.
The Muppet Christmas Carol is awesome.
It is really good. It was like peak of their puppetry too. I feel like
top notch.
Fucking Kane, man.
My Kane.
Fucking Michael Kane, baby.
It's him.
Oops, Scrooge.
He's the perfect Scrooge.
I'm Ebenezer Scrooge.
Ebenezer Scrooge. Yeah. I think that the only thing to even talk about is the cartoon, The Grinch, which is great. And I think that the fact that it's short is good.
Yes.
I love it. I love the story.
Yeah.
The Grinch, he's a dick. He's like,
songs
these people
are great.
These people are shit. They sit out here, they do all this stuff. They don't have no fucking feeling.
Yeah.
Fuck them, I'm going to take their shit. Fuck them.
Yeah.
And then he's like, dog, man. I had it all fucking twisted. I was wrong.
Yeah.
I was wrong.
They're nice.
And my heart is full of love. He is celebrated for returning shit he stole.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't even think they'd have gave a fuck if he'd have brought their shit back.
Yeah.
He came back and started giving them back their gifts like it's a favor.
Yeah.
But he came back and they're like, come in here and carve the roast beast. We love you.
Yeah.
And he was like, damn.
These Who's are awesome. Yeah. I love these Who's. Yeah.
But
I fucking love these Who's.
So I love that. But before we get out of hand and stuff, we got to talk about these boys started out as bad boys.
Yeah.
They're not good boys.
Yes, they are bad.
Who's more evil?
Oh, shit.
Scrooge or the Grinch?
Who's Grinch?
Scrooge was evil for longer.
The Grinch had too much. And as far as we know, the Grinch wasn't constantly fucking with the Who's.
That's true.
He just hated them. He was like a curmudgeon hermit.
Yeah.
But Scrooge fucking kept people under his, he spent a lot of time fucking people up. I mean,
that's
I guess he just wasn't giving people things.
I think he operated within the law, whereas Grinch knew.
Yeah, but like, you know, a lot of businessmen, he's fucking out for number one.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people he probably fucked over that, you know.
Yeah.
That's what's funny is
maybe you've heard of the Banks.
Thank you.
Most businessmen probably are just as bad as the Grinch.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Or, I'm sorry, as Scrooge.
Oh, and the Grinch.
Yeah. They're probably both. Yeah. I mean, yeah, certainly. But
the Grinch, is it worse to be, by the letter of the law, a Scrooge who cheats or cheats. Just doesn't cheat, but yeah. There's no fucking humanity in him.
Right. No.
Or to be a Grinch who gets fed up with it, goes on a shooting spree, basically.
Yeah. And then he unshoots them, though.
Then he brings them
to life.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
it's tough.
Yeah.
I feel like...
But it was all based on, for both of them, I think, based on a misunderstanding of the nature of the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Grinch or Scrooge somewhere along the line was like, fuck people, fuck love, I don't give a shit, I'm going to default off my heart and acid.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm going to fucking just worry about being rich.
All I care about is
fucking
money.
Paper. Yeah. Yeah, gold. Yeah. I'm going to stack gold coins, I'm going to get a money vault and get my nephews to live with me.
Yeah.
It's just an incel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also he's weird because he does it at his own detriment, too. It's not like he's...
But that's what I mean.
He's making money and also, like, maybe occasionally getting a nice prostitute.
No, but
or having a warm house.
That's what I'm saying,
he's,
though.
He's, like, fucking himself over.
It's all based on him misunderstanding what life's about. And the same thing with Grinch, with Christmas. He didn't get what Christmas was about. He thought it was just all the pomp and circumstance. He thought it was the noise.
It ain't.
What if we found out that... Ebenezer Scrooge was Jack the Ripper.
Oh.
And that...
I thought you were going to say, what if the Grinch died and he was born
as
the Scrooge?
That'd be crazy. Yeah.
He came off a snowflake that got on Mary's vagina.
I will say they both are pretty bad, but maybe Scrooge is more evil over the long term. I mean, he's evil for like 60 years. He hurt a lot of people before he became good.
He was called...
I don't think he did... tons of evil things. He was just like asshole.
No, but if you're like...
Just like an asshole for so long.
That's another thing I don't quite understand. What were their jobs, either of them? What did Scrooge do exactly? A moneylender?
I
don't even know what he did. I can imagine, though, someone renting out of his apartment and they're like late with rent and it's too bad, I'm kicking you out. That's a Scrooge thing to do.
He made cripple kids.
Yeah.
We manufacture he invented crippled children.
Fucking asbestos. All right, so Scrooge more evil?
I think so.
Gary, Scrooge more evil?
This is our leg-breaking facility.
This is John. He's the hammer man.
He made Cratchit break Tiny Tim's leg.
Oh, yes. Do it.
All right, do we know who's more evil? Or
I think it's Grinch.
All right, so...
You think it's Grinch?
No, I'm sorry, Scrooge. I keep getting mixed up.
They are very similar.
Well, that's the whole point.
I'm better say Scrooge.
This is how they're about to get very, very similar because I'm going to ask you who was a better Jim Carrey.
Oh,
yeah.
There was a Jim Carrey.
Oh boy.
God. Somehow face captured
that Christmas Carol.
Christmas Carol.
Pretty rough.
That had a chase scene in it. Had 3D. I went to see it in the theater. I wanted to throw up just for many reasons, but for motion sickness.
It's a
mostly.
Mess. Yeah.
And of course, there was the live action Grinch Jim Carrey.
Man.
That was peak Jim Carrey. That was when they were throwing him in every fucking
thing. It's tough because they're both horrible.
They're so horrible.
Yeah.
It's like he stole Christmas.
Yeah.
It's like he's hard to look at in both of them.
Yes.
Yeah, there's definitely the, what is it, Sean?
Uncanny Valley. The Uncanny Valley is bad in those.
Yeah.
The weird thing about Jim Carrey is he's a rubber-faced man who does all these expressions, and then you put him in something like The Mask or The Grinch, where he's covered in prosthetics, and it's like, the point of your weird face is that you don't, anyway, whatever.
Yeah. I guess it still comes out, I guess.
I guess so, but it's like, anyway, they're both terrible, more terrible.
I will say A Christmas Carol, Jim Carrey, is more terrible because I think the Grinch makeup is pretty cool. I think most of the movie sucks.
It's got its own life on the internet.
Really?
There's a lot of memes and people dress up like the Grinch for things. Like there's some people who are coming into their adulthood now who are like, remember that. Uh-huh. And
are there Grinch furries yet?
People will dress up like Grinch and that's who they're dressing up as. So I don't know. I think that I didn't like the animated Jim Carrey because, for one thing, we really don't need another Christmas Carol. We don't need you to make one every 2 years. I mean, you heard that list. We're covered.
It's too many.
And it was like not good, and it wasn't fun, and it was creepy looking, and it was unnecessary.
Yeah.
So it's worse, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's no compliment to the
God.
I heard Cindy Lou Who's hot as fuck as a grown up.
Really?
The little girl who played Cindy Lou Who is like on a bunch of the lists. I can't think if I've seen the picture or not, but I know that people were
referenced. Wouldn't believe
the celebrity.
You wouldn't believe the dick on Ron Weasley.
You remember the baby from Look Who's Talking? Well, look who's talking about this dick.
Remember the pound puppies? Check out the cock on it.
Muppet babies? Well, look at these. Well, you've seen them. But yeah, fuck that, Piggy.
Time to see Kermit spermy.
Okay.
Ooh, I like that.
Too Kerm to sperm.
Which of these?
Too Kerm. He is way too Kerm.
Yeah. Which is which celebrates the birth of Jesus less?
Oh,
these are
shit.
Christmas stories.
Yes,
nothing to do with Christmas.
God, no,
not really.
It's like a Grinch where the Grinch goes to kill the baby Jesus.
Yeah. That's how you steal Christmas.
Yeah. He's like throwing him down a chimney.
Yeah. Who steals, in real life?
He's like time warping and taking Jesus with him to different times.
Nobody even really, other than Starbucks, no one even tries to steal Christmas in America. You know?
Yeah.
All right. But which is like.
Which is less.
The Who's have. Are they worshiping Jesus Christ being, but they live on a snowflake and they're Who's.
It seems
whatever
like.
Whatever the fuck a Grinch is. Is a Grinch a different race?
I think so,
a different species or something?
Or maybe he just got so mad that he got all hairy and weird.
Maybe.
He's like a mountain man. Scrooge's nephew seems religious.
God bless us, everyone.
Yes. Yeah. Tiny Tim, Tim.
Yeah, okay. That's a little more
Jesus-y. So I'll say Grinch is less
Jesus-y. Grinch is less Jesus-y, but to me that means they aren't a point.
Whoa.
Because, you know, I hate rich people.
Wow. religion. Brad.
Who had a better friend? Who's a better friend? Marley or Max? Max the dog who will let you... Devoted!
Max is a great friend.
Grinch is a dick, piece of shit, but your pet'll love you. Except our fucking cat, he's a dick. Yeah. But Max loved the Grinch.
Yeah. Marley's...
He's like, fuck, I'm with you. Marley's like, Marley comes back from the dead.
Yeah.
To help him, to be like, hey,
and
hey man.
I never noticed this, and I don't think they've ever even addressed it in any of the adaptations.
Yeah.
There's a line in the book about like how it looks like hot wind was on his face or something. Like, Marley's in hell.
Whoa.
Like, yeah, I think there's like something about the smell of sulfur. Like, it's like, oh shit.
Yeah.
Marley's Jesus. In hell. He's coming back.
Well, but that's even more of like, if
that's
you're
a,
in
that's
hell,
a good friendship. Yeah.
Abandon all hope. Ye who walk into hell because you're in hell.
Yeah.
Forget it.
He didn't abandon hope, I guess.
But if you're fucking in hell, there's no benefit to you.
Yeah.
Maybe you get a day off of hell.
I wonder how that works. Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. Ask the devil, can I go save someone's soul?
Can you get like, hey, you know, just move me up to purgatory or something.
Yeah.
I helped him out. He's being good. He gave a fat goose to those people. Yeah. Now the little boy can walk.
It is weird how tit for tat the chain thing is.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like, as he says, Scrooge has this bigger chain, even bigger chain than him.
Yes.
And so Scrooge is like, okay, I've got that big turkey from the store. That's got to be three links out of the chain.
Right? Yes.
Or do you even know?
Yeah.
Do you even know what equates a good deed to break a link?
Yeah.
And what if when it was his final day on earth, he had one link of a chain left?
Ooh, that'd be bad.
No. What, do you go to hell with one link? Like, you got to hold it?
Maybe.
Nah.
Poor Scrooge.
Yeah. Yeah. Do Grinches go to hell? Like, if Grinch had never redeemed himself, would he be on a snowflake in hell?
I have no fucking idea.
Is that even possible to have a snowflake in hell?
Just a lake of fire with green eggs and ham in it.
On Mulberry Street.
You could fry up a green egg in the fires of hell, right?
Maybe green eggs come from female Grinches.
Whoa.
Or even worse, male Grinches.
Crack.
My eggs!
Who's a better friend, Max?
Pull it out.
I think Max
is...
I don't know.
I don't think Marley was a very good during life friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they're more work friends.
They're work friends, yeah. That was his work husband.
Okay. Cindy Lou or Tiny Tim?
Ooh, shit.
They're both little teeny people who supposed to be the embodiment of purity.
I love Tiny Tim.
Tiny Tim. He made me want to have a crutch as a kid.
Oh, man.
Really? No. Did you want to have Tiny Tim? I would believe that. You've had so many stories just like that.
Yeah, no, I feel like I wanted a crutch, probably.
Yeah, something. Get a little extra tension.
Yeah, it's attention. Mysterious.
Also, probably the best part of Scrooged when he does the flip. It's really, really good part.
Yeah, the whole. Yeah, he doesn't have a. He doesn't have a limp.
Yeah,
he saw his dad die. Yeah, like he's fucking traumatized.
Yeah, but he can do a flip.
And it's like it's another thing they never make clear how Scrooge being nice kept Tiny Tim alive. I mean, he's got a limp. It's not got a cold that needs medicine. Yeah. They never connect those dots exactly.
He was just, maybe he had some kind of polio or something where he just, or some kind of sickness.
Yeah.
And maybe it was just nutrition that helped him or something. Who knows? It's hard to tell.
It's like, didn't take much.
They just replace his leg with a Christmas goose.
Ooh.
Well, you know what? If the Cratchits weren't raw dog fucking every week, they wouldn't have so many kids.
Yeah,
that's their fault.
Yeah, you're that poor. You're just going to keep having kids? Oh, I can't afford my kids.
Well, we'll have some more kids. I mean, let me not pull out.
Yeah.
I guess
that's
the only joy he has in his
life. Wear a condom, Kermit.
Yeah, you fucking weirdo. Okay.
I only think of the Muppets when I think of Christmas
this whole thing.
Yeah, that makes sense.
All right, guys.
I want to watch that movie now.
Well, we're coming to the end.
Okay. Sorry. Right. No, I wasn't rushing us.
I'm not
going
to. My Christmas gift to Sean is that there is no elixir of personification. Merry Christmas.
Wait, this is the perfect one to do it because Gary does a great Kermit.
All right, I'll do it with him then.
Okay.
You don't have to do it.
Okay.
But before we do that, we'll do a question. Which is a better turning point?
Ooh.
Now, we're talking about, these are stories of redemption.
Yeah.
But the Grinch looks within himself. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have any help through this whole fucking thing. He came to his own conclusions. He was wrong about the world, and he changed.
Yeah.
Scrooge kind of had to be walked through, and although you're right, he did catch on pretty quick.
Yeah.
It's just sort of like, what is better? Is it a redemption or just fucking saving yourself from suffering?
Yeah. Let me ask you this.
Like how much of Scrooge do you think was, I don't want to go to hell?
Yeah.
And how much is, I want to be a good person?
I do want to ask this.
Please ask.
It doesn't really seem like it in the book, but in many adaptations, it seems like Scrooge was dreaming.
Really?
Do you think...
Oh,
it was all
maybe,
a dream.
Do you think maybe it was a dream and he was falling asleep and then he had a dream about... Because like his nephew came over and he was very sweet and was like, hey, no matter what you do, I'm going to keep on wishing you Merry Christmas. And maybe like finally he just cracked and then came to him in a dream. Or do you think it was a real ghost?
I think that in some interpretations, such as Scrooged.
Yeah.
Scrooge makes a reference to something he saw when he was being traveled around in Ghost of Christmas Present.
Yes.
Like when he answered the trivia question, his brother was playing the SS Minnow.
Yeah.
Which that makes him go, what? How did he know that? So I think, at least in some of the versions, it did happen.
Okay.
And I can't think of another example, but I think there's been others where he'll be like, so I heard you said I was a cocksucker nephew.
Yeah.
And he's like, what? How did you know this? You know?
Cocksucker?
Yeah. And I think it happened.
Yeah. Okay.
I think he's in hell, and he's dreaming about how he blew his
chance. He's about not being in hell.
Every version, every movie I talked about, is just, he has to relive
like Phantasm.
Yeah.
Oh, it is like Phantasm.
These are a lot like Phantasm.
All right, guys.
I will say, I think The Grinch is maybe a better redemption, just because he's like, he's like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
But actually, I mean, it does, in both stories, it takes someone, I mean, it's the Who's really who changed Grinch.
Yeah.
He just meets them and they're like, oh, these are nice.
Right, but
what
the,
was I
but
doing?
The Who's don't like go up to his house and
that's
say,
true.
You need to change who you are.
Yeah, he's like, wait,
he
I need to change
who I am.
He
realizes that he has to change himself.
Yeah.
So is it, Gary, you're the Zen master here. Does change come from within or does it force it upon you by the people who care about you?
I think probably Grinch's is a little bit more pure just because there's not a coaxing in it. It's all his...
Yeah. His heart grew three sizes.
There's no huge men.
Yeah. I mean, if someone came to you in chains and was like, hey, I'm in hell, you need to be a good person, you'd be like, okay.
What's a better motivation?
That's all really right. A good motivation,
But then it's back to Grinch was proactively fucking with people.
That's true.
Whereas Scrooge is sort of like, I hate people, leave me alone, you know?
Yeah. Man, I think Grinch is better.
Yeah,
though, okay. I still like, I think, Scrooge better, but I think Grinch's redemption is better because he's like,
what am I doing? And everybody's cool. Everybody's cool with both of them. Nobody's like, well, look who's the dick, you know?
Yeah.
No hard feelings from nobody. No, neither of them got any pushback ever. If Scrooge or the Grinch were real, someone would be like, hey, it's fucking Christmas, you fucking prick.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Other than his nephew, like, oh, come on, uncle, why don't you keep Christmas?
Poor people should eat shit and die.
And he's like, God damn.
Okay, dude, like, okay.
Right, well, you're invited to Christmas if you want to come.
We're having dinner. It'll be nice.
Yeah, look.
Hey, you don't even have any money. How can you be happy?
We're still going to have dinner. We can afford dinner.
Because you're my uncle and you're rich and you're going to die. And then I will have money.
You get polio for dinner. You can't walk now.
We're going to eat poor child leg. It's all the three.
Ooh, that stuff is rich.
All right. Well,
I'll eat your crutches for breakfast.
We've got a little bit of... We've got some boiled custard of personification here. So let's have a sip, Sean. Are you going to do it or do you want me to do it?
You should do it, Brad. You're great at this.
All right. Sean will be the dog.
Okay, you be Max. Gary is
Kermit as Bob
Kermit
Cratchit.
As Bob Cratchit. Yep. Wait, no, Kermit's. You've got to be Scrooge.
Oh, Scrooge. Kermit as.
I guess
Scrooge.
You'd be Kermit as Scrooge because it's Christmas, and I'll be.
I hate Christmas.
All right, hold on. How do you do? Oh, the noise. How does he?
Yep. You nailed it.
So you're doing Grinch?
I'm doing Grinch. If you're doing... Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, here we go. I hate Christmas.
Oh, I hate Christmas too.
And then we agree. How does the Grinch sound?
I'm the Grinch. Where's my dog?
I think I'm leaning more towards a Jim Carrey Grinch, and nobody wants that.
Christmas.
Okay, we're waking up. Hey, speaking of Kermit the Grouch, they added a homeless person.
I was going to say the Grinch and the Grouch are like the same person.
They are.
Oh, shit. Okay,
they're both green and hairy.
They're curmudgeons.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
They're actually okay on the inside.
Yeah, I think somebody ripped it off, right? Was it Jim Henson?
Must have.
John Henson.
Well, here we are, guys.
Yeah.
Jim Henson's brother who just did very similar shit. Yeah.
He just did like paper bag puppets.
Hey, it's me.
It's me.
Dermot.
Dermot the Toad.
It's Miss Hoggy. Fozzie the Polar Bear.
Oh, no. I want to fuck you, Toad.
It's Dr. Gonzo from the...
Oh, shit. I almost forgot.
What?
I had a thought.
Yeah, okay.
The reason A Christmas Carol, one of the many reasons above it, Christmas Carol is great, Fozzie plays Fezziwig, plays Fozziwig. Oh. The character in A Christmas Carol is named Fezziwig.
Yes.
And this, what a
Perfect.
Amazing synchronicity for the character to be named Fozzie and to play Fezziwig.
Yeah.
Like that's Fezziwig. That's just like a one,
that's how you're a
magical thing.
Be a Fezziwig.
Yeah.
He gets no credit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How did he not rub off on Scrooge?
Yeah. Scrooge was at the party like, oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
And then after the party, he's just like, oh, he's wasting all this money. And his friend's like, he wasted like 10
what
bucks.
What the fuck wasted money? That's what do you
this
do with
a cheap
money?
Ass party.
Yeah.
He knows that guy who plays the violin. It's there's no problem.
Man, he's fucking... Go smell his dick, man.
Smell
he's
it.
Getting ass.
Smell it.
Fuzzywig's throat slinging cock all over town. You ain't gonna get
his dick smells like
people,
ass.
Gets people drunk. Gets people dancing.
Yeah. Shaking their butt.
Shit.
Yeah.
Grinch ain't never fucked nobody.
No.
He probably has never gotten a blowjob.
I bet he just sits there and jerks off his dog sitting in the room.
Yeah.
That ain't right. Well, we better wrap this up. Which was better, guys, on this special Christmas special?
I think Scrooge. It's still Scrooge. I like Scrooge.
Really?
So Scrooge. Much.
All right, well.
I like him.
You guys beat me because I still think it's Grinch.
Oh,
but
I'm sorry, Brad.
You guys outnumber me. Hey, that's okay.
Sorry.
Man.
You know, the listeners, I'm sure, will chime in.
Well, that's okay.
Just like some jingle bells.
Yeah, like what? All right, guys. Well, that's it. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Hey, it's me, Kermit. Merry Christmas.
It's me, Dermot the Toad. God bless us, everyone.
Got questions or comments? Of course you do. Just give us a call at 931-492-9789 or message us at whichisbetterpod.com or whichisbetterpodcast@gmail.com or Facebook at whichisbetterpod or also, geez, how many of these do they have? Twitter at whichisbetterer. And if somehow none of these are to your liking, Instagram, whichisbetterpod. I recommend just calling.
Osiris.